Activists say they have identified a new health threat at the embattled Norlite facility in Cahos. Norlite has been the focus of public scrutiny over the past year. After it emerged, the plant was burning PFAS-laden firefighting foam for the U.S. Defense Department. In November, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation to ban such burning at the plant, which is located near the Saratoga site's public housing project. Now, activists say recent test results show dust particles that blow off Norlite's aggregate piles constantly accumulate on every surface at the housing complex across the street from the facility, and likely pose a significant health risk to local residents. Joe Ritchie, executive director of Saratoga Sites Against Norlite Emissions, says silica dust laden with tiny glass shards accumulates daily on windowsills, cars, and floors. Air conditioner filters are filled with dust, and it turns the snow black.
It's just very unsettling that people daily are breathing in glass and they're being killed from the inside. There's no other way to say it.
Retired Columbia University geologist Dr. Dave Walker tested samples of Norlite aggregate Ritchie had sent him.
So we're dealing with a material that's very much like volcanic glass. It's full of bubbles. It's full of glass shards. It has some mineral fragments embedded in it. And the question is, what volcano would possibly deliver this material to Saratoga sites? Well, of course, there aren't any local volcanoes, so we had to look into the Norlite aggregate.
Experts say the material can cause serious health problems, including silicosis, a progressive and usually fatal lung disease. Leonardo Tresand is with NYU School of Medicine.
As a pediatrician, I'll double down and emphasize that children breathe in more air per pound of body weight and thereby have greater exposure to these chemical contaminants that literally can chronically scar the lungs, having consequences.
Mark Pascal, who chairs the Cahos Housing Authority, says Saratoga sites should be shut down.
I personally live about a half mile away from Norlite, and it's an outrage that this has been allowed to continue. And I can't ask enough, where is DEC in all this?
State Department of Environmental Conservation officials responded to a request for comment via email, stating in part they are reviewing the information Dr. Walker shared and will deploy additional air monitoring equipment to the complex. Norlite also responded via email, stating in part that it, quote, operates under strict emissions permits issued by New York State and the U.S. EPA. The regulations are based on sound science and designed to protect public health and the environment. Cahos Mayor Bill Keeler's office says the Democrat has listened to community concerns dating back to February 2020 and has shared those concerns with state regulators repeatedly in the year since. An upcoming virtual public information meeting February 3rd includes the comprehensive review of Norlite's fugitive dust plan and results of sampling in response to dust and soot complaints in November and December. Full statements from DEC, Norlite, and the mayor's office are posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.